Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
The Knucklehead runners up today. We're going to start off with a guy in Georgia who got busted for trying to drone in drugs, drone them into prison. He got himself a bright orange drone, loaded it up with marijuana, fentanyl patches, tobacco, cell phones, all kinds of great fun, sent that over the wall. Well, all the prisoners were, you know, they come running to the wall where this thing is flying over, like, you know, gathered around it like it's a pinata, and that alerts all the prison guards, so nobody gets any of the fun inside the drone, and the guy gets busted.
Yeah.
No bail allowed. Our other 930 Knucklehead runner-up is the syringe fisherman.
Yeah, this guy's 30 years old, and on Saturday, some cops were called because he was visibly intoxicated. This guy, Eric Bennett, visibly intoxicated, and when they come to talk to him, they can tell there's something in his pockets, and they think it's a weapon, but it turns out to be a bag full of syringes. And he says, oh, yeah, I use those syringes for fishing. He did have a bunch of other drugs and stuff on him, so they didn't buy that excuse at all. But he could probably like that drone that they're using in prison. He would love to catch that thing.
Our 930 Knucklehead winner today is a professional athlete whose temper, emotions got the best of him, and he ended up hitting a 9-year-old.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The other day, Nick Kyrgios was in the news because he took a drink out of a fan's beer at the Australian Open. Well, he wasn't having such a good day the other day during the doubles action yesterday. He got frustrated and ended up drilling a ball out of frustration into the stands. And this 100-mile-an-hour tennis ball ends up hitting a 9-year-old right in the chest.
I just watched the video, and the video I saw didn't show it go into the kid's chest. But you see this cute little kid.
His stomach, anyway.
You see this cute little kid afterwards as Kyrgios comes up to him with a racket and everything, And that's Nick Kyrgios. That's his. He's an Australian. That's his home tournament. That guy's goofy, though. He's kind of like the modern-day McEnroe.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, there was Novak Djokovic hit a ball out of his frustration, and he drilled that line judge right in the neck. That didn't go over so well. And Nick Kyrgios ended up hitting a 9-year-old in the stands.
930 Knucklehead winner. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Get down there for something great to eat. The Rockfish Grill. Oh, man, they got a bunch of good stuff happening. John, let me tell you real quick what's going on with the Rockfish, because they've got live music. Whistle Lake Jazz is coming up. C.D. Woodbury, Joan Penny, Low Pass Trio, and a bunch of good stuff. Go to anacortesrockfish.com to get the full schedule.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.